Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Unlimited Life. We have such a special and such an extraordinary show for you today. When we created Unlimited Life, it was my deepest desire to bring to you the top experts in the world that would allow you to have the techniques, the tools, the secrets, and the keys to be able to live an unlimited life. An unbridled life, the kind of life you always dreamed of or desired or knew that you deserved. And as the years have gone by, it's been so elating for me because we've brought you people in every area, in every corner, in every arena of the world to be able to make that possible. And today we are talking about the unlimited physical body, what it's like to have unlimited physical strength, unlimited physical health, how you can attain that, achieve that, and is there a way to set back the clock and actually have anti-aging and be more vibrant, to be healthier, stronger, more flexible, more virile, more versatile, and actually have that kind of energy and that surge that you've always wanted and have the hands of time go back. So you are reliving your youth or maybe even have strength or the vitality that you've never had before in your life. And so today we are talking with Batista Garmal, who is literally one of the top experts in the world of the physical body, how to make that body shine, how to have that healthier, stronger body, and her journey on how she's gotten here is really amazing. And so it is my honor, my pleasure and my privilege to introduce to you today's guest, Batista Garmal. Batista, welcome to the show. It's fabulous to have you here.
Wow, thank you so much, Nicole. I'm excited to be a guest on your show today and share my knowledge with all your listeners. Thank you.
My pleasure. So it's so exciting to have you here. And I know that you came on to our other show, Passionate Living, and I learned so much about you on Passionate Living. And now we have people listening to Unlimited Life from all over the world that are just on the edge of their seats to talk to you today. And I know that one of the questions I had asked you, and I always love to talk to people about, is that how they started their journey, where they took the very first step. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, as I explained to you in your other show, I was always fascinated with the body and how the body moves and how we can express ourselves and our lives through the body. And I had a good example in this arena because my mother was a ballet dancer and my father was a pantomime. So I grew up with, you know, being able to express through the body. That was my upbringing and my love and my passion my whole life. That's what I always dreamed of doing with my life was to be a dancer. And so that's what I did. I had a very fulfilling career as a dancer, as a ballet dancer, as a flamenco dancer, traveling the world and expressing my passion, my life, my purpose through dancing. So that's how I began the journey through dance.
That's amazing. And I want to ask you something because we didn't have an opportunity to touch on this. And it's something that I was thinking about the entire show last time. But the fact that your father was a pantomime, and I want to just focus on that for a minute. And so for me, there's an emotionality that comes with pantomime. And so for you, did you have a different understanding of happiness, sadness, rage, elation, joy, enthusiasm, all of those things expressed through the body as a child, as well as the physical potential itself?
Yes, you know, there is something to say about this pantomime. It's because actually, you know, there is, words are very powerful, and often we use words unconsciously, or we say things maybe we don't mean, or, you know, it's a whole world of words. But when you express through the body, and watching my father express through movement and through pantomime, it is a whole different world, and it's very touching, very poignant. There's a whole depth of expression that comes when you actually express yourself without words through pantomime. It is very, very touching, very moving, and sometimes it could just really even make you cry. I did many times.
Wow. So when you're working with people now, do you connect the emotional body and the physical body?
Yes, absolutely. It's actually one of my forte at this point is when I work with people in the gym, for example, and I can see through their expression and through their movement, through their reaction. Sometimes they don't even have to say a word, but I can see right away whether or not something is bothering them. Some, you know, maybe they have a feeling or something that comes up because of a movement we're doing, or it actually brings up a memory of something, and I can feel it intuitively because of my past, and make the adjustment necessary so that they can be comfortable and move forward with whatever we're doing at the time. So yes, and it's interesting that you pointed that out, because I knew I had that talent, and people have told me that I was doing that, but I never really associated it with my upbringing and pantomime and my father, actually. I always saw it more because of my esoteric or metaphysical journey that I've done my whole life. You know, I thought, oh, yeah, because I've done so many intuitive healing seminars or workshops, you know. But what you said is actually brilliant, that actually I was brought up with the pantomime, and that really takes you to a whole different depth. Wow, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, because I was thinking about that when you were talking about your dad being a pantomime and the ballet, because to me, you know, when you start taking kids to a ballet when they're 5 or uh-huh. 6 or 7, you take them to Hansel and Gretel, or you take them to something where they know the story, you know, the Nutcracker.
Yes.
And because ballet does tell a story, and then beyond that is the physical strength and the endurance and the grace and the fact, the flight and the agility and the movement and all of that. It's so beautiful because it's the body's potential at its
yes.
peak. And the fact that you grew up in that pool, I would think would just be an amazing place. All of these tools that you're using today and helping people worldwide.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, you know, you bring up some really interesting points that I never thought about it so intensely as right at the moment, but I spent many, many years working with children as well. And, you know, children, you can't lie to children, you know, they see right through you. And I was always told that I had that intuitive ability to express myself through movement and through expression, and that's one of the things that made me so successful working with children, is because and now I realize actually it is because of my father's and my upbringing in ballet, with, you know, having to learn and to live that, you know, that trade. It served me well, let's put it this way.
Wow. And then I want to ask you about the two ends of the stick, because I think that everybody has, in their own makeup, in their own personality, we have this sweet, demure, innocent, curious, childlike essence. And then we have this side that's brave and bold and gregarious and adventurous. And some of us show one side more than the other. And some of us live this life right on the tightrope of being in balance, of not being great at parties and being able to introduce ourselves, but yet we're great at telling jokes or whatever that is. We have these two parts to our worlds and our lives. And then you went from ballet, which is contained and so held and so demure and so sweet and so precious, to flamingo.
Yes.
The showy world. So what was that like for you to lift those sides of the spectrum of your physical and emotional life?
Well, I got to tell you that because of the the difference in the in personality of the two dance forms, I can say that flamenco was very attractive because, you know, ballet is very esoteric and light and also very restrictive in many ways, you know. There's flamenco was like freedom at the time. It was like a whole total new way of expressing myself that was more more free, more passionate, more you know, like and also I have to tell you that the in ballet, you know, there's one thing that in my upbringing I really didn't like was always wearing those pink tights, you know. And those costumes, I love the costume in flamenco. I loved wearing these big ruffles and the shawls and the fiery. And so for me, you know, I think I was actually it was a godsend to found flamenco because of that part of me that needed that expression. And interestingly enough, I was always very body conscious. And now it's coming out also in the training and in the strength training that I have fallen into now in the later years of my life. But, you know, when I was a ballerina, I was always very self-conscious about wearing those pink tights, those transparent leotards. And when I found flamenco dancing and I was actually able to wear big dresses and petticoats and shawls and all this, I felt like a new freedom of, I don't know, it was just wonderful. I loved it. And I have to say that it really actually saved me, okay, because when I was in my early 20s, I actually suffered an injury. I fell down and I broke my foot. And I was in a cast. It was a bad fracture. I fractured almost all the bones in my right foot. And I healed well in time. I was out for about 1 year. And I healed well, but after that injury, I was actually not able to go back on point shoes. So that, you know, in early 20s, that's very early in age to have such an injury that actually makes you take a turn in your career so early. And the fact that I couldn't go back on point shoes, then it really kind of stopped my ballet career. But I had flamenco, my next passion, and I was able to actually take all my knowledge in ballet and apply it to flamenco and classical Spanish dance and continue my career, you know, a happy career ever after for many, many more years to come. So it served me very, very well.
Now, how did you choose flamenco? Was it something that you witnessed? Did you see a flamenco performance and say, gosh, I would love to try that someday when I'm retired? Or what drew you to flamenco of all the forms of dance? I mean, it's beautiful and it's stunning, but it's just so different than the world you were in.
Yes, absolutely. So as a young dancer, as a young ballet dancer, we were actually always exposed to different worlds, to different dance from the world. That's what we did. We had to have knowledge about everything else. So even in the academy, I went to the academy in Holland, we were exposed to modern dance, to character Russian dance, to all kinds of dances from all over the world. And flamenco is just one of those classes that I fell into, you know, just trying it out, just for my general knowledge. The difference with flamenco is I fell in love with it, not the other ones. Flamenco, the first class I took, it was like, oh my God, this is what I must do, you know. And from then on, I bought castanets and shoes, and I would practice when I was 18. I picked up my bags and I moved to Spain. That was it. I was going to be a flamenco dancer. That was it.
Wow. I mean, so extraordinary. And now you are the co-founder of Body Design Formula and the International Institute of Body Design. And I know that you are helping people worldwide with fitness, with health. And I was looking at some of the properties as we, you know, strive here to give people the tools and the techniques and the keys to live their unlimited life. And there's so, I mean, from injury prevention to strength training to structural alignment to post-rehab of injuries. And so first tell me about how you stepped into this new world and wave of movement and fitness. And then, I mean, I know you're doing everything. You're authoring now, and I want to talk to you about your books and your life and your world. But I'd love to talk to you about this modality, because as you talk about going from ballet into flamingo, which was an entirely different world of expressing yourself, you have now stepped into a grand arena of expression and not only being a master of your own body and your own fitness and your own health and being able to share your gift and performance, but now you're able to share your knowledge and wisdom in a deeply profound way. And I would love to know, how did you get into this pool?
So, you know, it's a life journey. And what happened is I had a very fulfilling career as a dancer, but, you know, dancing takes a toll on you, on your body as well, because when you do it as professionally, as I did all these years, then you can't stop. It's what you do for earning your living. And so, you know, I incurred quite a bit of injuries. When, you know, about 7 years ago, I found myself on a spiral down. My body was starting to give out. For all the over injuries, dancing, and I had some car accidents along the way in my life, and so, you know, I found myself where my body was just not performing at the level where I wanted it to, and I was kind of with my back against the wall. I didn't know what else to do, because I had already done chiropractic, I had done acupuncture, I had done massages and neuromuscular, and I was taking supplements, and, you know, I was really doing everything that one does in order to keep their body fit, healthy, and pain-free, but nothing was really working. And so I didn't know what else to do. I could see that if nothing was going to happen, if I wasn't going to find anything to reverse that spiral down, then I was going to be done. I was going to have to quit and just find a different job, you know, do something different. And I have to tell you that strength training was the last thing on my mind, because as a dancer, I didn't want to get bulky. And, you know, I had seen before people at the gym working out, but it seemed like I was afraid of weights, actually, you know. But I was against the wall, and I have a big, many years background on esoteric and metaphysical teachings and hands-on healing and the power of the mind, and I studied that as a side passion of mine, and I knew I had the power to manifest something. I knew if I had learned something in life that I could create my reality, and my reality at that moment was that I needed to have a healthy body. And so I made a very, very intense intention to find something that would reverse that condition where I was at. And the next day I met Dr. Fitness USA. By accident, which I don't think it was an accident, because I just made the intention, right? So he walked into
my life. Wait. I'm going to back you up just a second, because, you know, people that are listening to the show that are in Malta and Johannesburg and Paris and Zurich and all you wonderful people out there just went, Dr. Fitness USA. It's like meeting Superman or, you know, whatever. So back up. So you decided to manifest a solution.
Yes.
And,
And then this Dr. Fitness USA flew through a window and landed, or what happened?
Like sounds like that. I mean, it was kind of like that, actually, but it didn't quite fly through a window. But what happened is I was putting a performance at a local venue in Los Angeles, and I was having a business meeting with the owner of the venue. So I was sitting there waiting, and it was a restaurant, and this man walked in the door. He was coming for lunch, and he seemed like muscular and kind of good looking, whatever. So, you know, I was checking him out. And so we made eye contact, and pretty soon he walks, you know, he gets up and he walks by my table, like, you know, looking like he was going to go to the section where they order the food or whatever. And so he walks by my table, and he looks at me, and he says, "Well, who are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm Batista." And I look at him, and I said, "Well, who are you?" You know. And he says, "Well, I'm an international body designer." Wow. So my jaw, like, dropped. You know. International body designer. And it was just like the answers to my prayer, you know. So I looked at him and I said, "Wow, that's what I need." So he said, "Well, may I sit down?" And so he sat at my table and we started a conversation where he started explaining to me the philosophy about his training modality. He has a very, very unique philosophy and methods and protocol, which I have learned to master over the last 7 years. But the philosophy really was the first time that I had ever heard anybody in the workout world talk in that way, like never doing anything that's uncomfortable, you know, not working to failure, living empowered. They were all terms that, for me as an athlete, as a professional dancer, I had never heard. I had always heard about doing more than you can, pushing yourself, working through injuries. And so I was very, very intrigued about his philosophy, and I wanted to know more. Because, you know, I had tried everything, and I was at the end of my rope. So that seemed very intriguing. So I made an appointment and went to his office. And there he showed me pictures about people he had worked with in the past, people that had injuries like myself who were now fine, people that were like myself over 40, which is, you know, when you're young, you're 20, 30, it's a little easier to get your body back than when you're over 40. It gets a little bit more difficult. But I saw the miracle, and I decided to embrace his teachings, and it has changed my life, literally. It has restored my body to, within 6 months of working with him, maybe even 2 months, I regained 15 years of my health and youth. And all my injuries disappeared very, very shortly after working with him. And I was so fascinated with his knowledge that I decided to make a career transition at the time and really learn everything there was to learn so that I, too, could take this knowledge and bring it to the world and help people to restore their body to health and youth that we all deserve to have. We all deserve to have a healthy body. So that's how that happened.
That's incredible. Batista, at what point does somebody find you or find Dr. Fitness USA? Is it when somebody has been injured or hurt, or when somebody, like you're saying, is over 40 and their body is not what it used to be? Or can it be for someone who is a triathlete or an Olympic athlete or a 16-year-old or an 18-year-old learning to use the body in a different way? When is the right time to step into this world in this way of fitness and health?
Well, you know, unfortunately, most people start valuing their body and their health when they start losing it. That's unfortunate. Okay. Personally, I wish I had known what I know now when I was in my 20s. It would have saved me a lot of injuries. I recommend that young people embrace these teachings early on because it will save them injuries and time, and it will also increase their performance as athletes. So the answer to your question is this protocol is invaluable for anybody, athletes, regular people that just want to feel good or look good. Unfortunately, many people don't realize that they need the extra mile, that they need that extra push or that extra thing in their life until after they start losing it. And so a lot of times people come to us after they have injuries, after they have tried everything, because now they go, well, you know, nothing else works, so I need to do this. But I definitely think that everybody should really look into it and embrace this teaching.
I love that. And I love the fact that you were saying that you were afraid of weights, because I think so many women, and even men too, are afraid of bulking up. They don't want to look like that muscle woman or that muscle man or whatever, or they're afraid that if they bulk up and they have that body, that then when they're older and they don't have the same energy or strength to be able to go to the gym or the dedication, the devotion, that it'll turn to flab and then they're going to look awful. So they just are going to bypass the strength uh-huh. training or the. And so can you work out with weights and do strength training without looking like, you know, you belong on Muscle Beach?
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, let's address the thing about women afraid to bulking up. And so women, we don't have enough testosterone to actually bulk up, okay? So when you see competition, Mr. Olympia or things like this, and women kind of look like men, it's because they're taking drugs, okay? A woman cannot look like that without taking some kind of steroids or drugs. So women don't have enough testosterone to actually have those results. So that's right from the get-go, forget it, you're not going to bulk up like that. It's not going to happen, okay? However, I want to say that if you do go to the gym without a system, or if you work out like most people work out now, then you're going to work out muscle groups. A lot of people now in strength training, they go to the gym and they work their arms, they work their legs, they work, in other words, they don't work the body as a whole, okay? So when you work out like that, there is a possibility that you are not going to achieve a balanced physique, that you could actually overdevelop certain muscles on your body while under work other muscles, so it could kind of look a little bit out of balance. And that is the beauty about Dr. Fitness USA's program, is that he works the body as a whole, as a unit, so you will never have one area of your body that's more developed to the other, okay? So that's the difference between this system than other systems. It really looks at first the structural foundation of the body, the spine, so that the first thing that we do in this system is realign the spine so that you can have proper posture. And that's also a thing that's new in the fitness modality. A lot of strength training, personal trainers, or even other modalities such as yoga or other things that don't really necessarily look at the posture as the first priority. So people go to the gym or they go to work out, and they work out from where they stand, wherever their posture is. And 95% of the time, they don't have good posture. So when they work out from there where they're at, then they actually make the condition worse. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. It really does. And so when people come into you, and I'm sorry for jumping in, but when people come into you and you're working on the spine or you're working on the alignment, and I love the fact, because that was one of my questions, how is this different than someone going to the gym and lifting weight, and the fact that you're integrating the body wholeness. And then is it different for everybody that comes in? Is there a different formula for every person and their body archetype or their journey?
Okay, so it depends. There's different ways of working. If a person comes and they want a one-on-one program, then it is going to be specifically designed for them, and their formula, if you like, is going to be specific to their body. And, you know, everybody is a little bit different. Some people have different issues, right? We're all different. So the people that come and work one-on-one with us, yes, they're going to have a specific program that's personalized absolutely to their needs. But we also realize that that limits the teachings to the people that are fortunate enough to come to LA and to work one-on-one. And so now we are in the process of developing the International Institute of Body Design so that we can make this knowledge more global. So there will be systems that are getting put into place now where people can access the teachings online. And so you have to understand that because we are working towards making this global, there are going to be some programs in place that are more standardized, that are less individualized to the person, which is nearly almost impossible if we want to spread the knowledge. But still, though, the foundation of the program is still going to work. The posture and the nervous system is one of our forte also. When we work on the system, we actually strengthen the nervous system, which is a big, big thing now that we're working towards people with addiction and recovery so that it can help in the recovery process. So did I answer your question? Yes, there is an individual section of the program, but we also want to make that more global, and we're working on that.
That's great. And then I know that you've also, I mean, you speak worldwide, and I know you work with people everywhere, and I know that you've authored several books that have really, really well in this strength training. And so tell me about your books, because I know that's a great place for people to start as well.
Yes, thank you. So for women, I wrote the book How to Lose Weight and Look Good with Strength Training. And that is available on Amazon. So you can purchase that on Kindle or hard copy or whatever. And that book is a great book to start to get more acquainted and familiar with the philosophy that we teach, because it really dispels the myth about all the fitness fads and, you know, get the body of your dreams in 90 days, or, you know, all the things that people get caught and then they purchase into all these programs and then they don't get the results they want, they quit, and it's kind of like a vicious cycle. So that book really speaks of the philosophy, Dr. Fitness USA's philosophy, that... you know, women, why women should strength train, the benefits to women, the fact that we actually, the aging process starts as of age 30 years old. That's something that people don't know, believe it or not. We start losing muscle mass as early as 30 years old. Can you believe it? So if we don't strength train, by 30, 40, like by 50, there's such a tremendous amount of muscle mass loss that it creates all kinds of problems, but people don't associate it with just the simple thing that's reversible if we just know the cause, right? So I talked about all these things in the book, How to Lose Weight and Look Good with Strength Training. Also the myth about aerobic. You know, you go to the gym, and there are gyms everywhere now, and we see women on the treadmill hours. They want to lose weight, look good, and they use like treadmills for this purpose, which is a mess. A woman and a man is not going to get the most out of their gym or their workout on the treadmill. One of the reasons is because simply on the treadmill, you actually burn the calories you're burning while you're doing the workout, and that's it, okay? But like when you rebuild muscle mass, then the muscle needs to recover, and for 72 hours past the workout, you're still burning calories. So just for that simple reason, you're better off strength training, right? So I talk about all these things in my book, and also treadmills, that will, in most cases, make the posture worse because people are lounged, hunched down.
Slouched over, yes, right.
Yeah, hunched over, like while they are on their bicycle or whatever. So it does nothing for the upper body. So they work their legs, but nothing happens to their upper body. So now they have two different people on the same body, right? The legs that are fairly developed, maybe, and then an upper body that doesn't match the whole figure. And then, of course, there's the other problems with doing too much aerobic. It puts a lot of stress on the body, which often, when overdone, increases the amount of cortisol in the body, which actually is going to make the person potentially gain weight or break down their immune system. So there's a lot of problem and a lot of misconceptions in the fitness industry, and I talk about that in great length in the book, How to Lose Weight and Look Good with Strength Training. So that's the number one book that I would recommend for women and men, actually. In the book, Extreme Muscle Makeover, it is also available on Amazon, and that one talks about also the philosophy and some of the same thing in the other book, but is more specific to men specifically, men that want to build muscle mass. But I would start with How to Lose Weight and Look Good with Strength Training. It's a very informative book that will lead people into the right direction in their workout choices, put a different perspective on fitness altogether.
That's fabulous. And do you incorporate nutrition as well? Like, can people be doing that and still have pizza and hot fudge Sundays? Or do you say this is better to eat before or after you exercise or jump into nutrition at all?
Okay, so this is a great question, and I'm glad you're really asking that question, because we personally do not address nutrition. We can refer out to a nutritionist, but it raises a very important point of why we don't start people with nutrition. It's because we believe that weight gain is actually a secondary condition, that people actually gain weight or have issues with their weight because of the nervous system being on overload, okay? So if somebody has a problem, it's just kind of like an addictive problem. For somebody is not addicted because they're addicted. They are addicted because their nervous system is not functioning properly. Okay, so what we do with the programs, we address the nervous system. So the program is geared to strengthen the physical body and strengthen the nervous system first, so that people can make better decisions under stress. And that, in time, the person will automatically pick up better habits in food, in lifestyle, in decision making, and overall. So we understand the necessity and the value of nutrition, but we focus first on the nervous system, and then once that's taken care of, then we can lead people towards a nutritionist or some other services that might help them further.
That's great. And
that raises another wonderful and very important aspect of the program, which we are leading to now more and more, is working with people in recovery and working with people with addiction and mental disorders. Because with our program, we are able to strengthen the nervous system to such a degree that it really makes a difference. Like we have a client of ours, she's a doctor, that actually said that she had a nervous breakdown and she was unable to actually stop the thinking process because she's overworking. And, you know, that old pattern of women, sometimes we get a little older and we are stressed. We have so many work obligations and, you know, and it happens a lot. And she said that actually through our program, she was able to cut down her medication in half, and that was the first time that she was able to actually have the silence of the mind that we all want, right? We want to be able to stop the thinking sometimes. So that's a whole other area where we are now looking to expand in the world of addiction and mental disorders.
That's brilliant. I mean, I love that you're touching all of this. And I love the fact, I mean, that's one of the best things I've ever heard somebody say about that the nervous system, you know, when you strengthen the nervous system, you make better decisions. And, you know, in dealing with stress, because that's really what it's about, is in our daily lives, not just when we're in the gym, but how do we then take that information and translate that into a healthier, happier, unlimited life, which is what we strive to do on this show.
Yes, exactly. And people are not often aware of what it is, but actually the nervous system is the command, central command of the whole body. It actually defines how you walk, how you think, how you talk. It's all based on the nervous system. So, you know, other fitness modalities addresses, like yoga, is supposed to do that as well, you know, and people meditate or people go hug a tree or walk barefoot in the grass, you know, all these are methods that are geared towards calming the nervous system. The thing that we have with our body design formula strength training system is not only calming the nervous system, but also strengthening it, because we impact the body with such an amount of strength, like very, very fast, that the body quiets down automatically, but it also shoots endorphins through the brain. And because of the postural alignment component of the system, then the energies can now start flowing freely through the body. So you get it from every aspect. You get it from the postural alignment, where the energies can flow freely through the body, but you also get it through the calming the nervous system and the strengthening of it. So it's a very, very complete system that has proven results for over 45 years. You know, Dr. Fitness USA has been working on this for 45 years, and we have plenty of track record. So I'm really, really excited to bring this to the world. And with my new upcoming book now, Stronger Than Medicine, I'm really excited about the launch of this book, because in my upcoming book, I actually tie in universal and esoteric principles with the program. So I talk about the grounding, I talk about positive thinking and how to incorporate all these truths, but incorporating them with the strength training so that you have a full package. It's very exciting.
Batista, I love that you say it's based on the esoteric principle. It's so fabulous, because that means everything. It's like, I always would love people that are, I met a guy that he was a theological professor, and I thought, gosh, wouldn't that be fun on your taxes to be like, okay, I'm a philosopher, or, you know, so just esoteric concepts that would just be so much fun for the IRS to try to, because you could write off everything. Everything in the world is an esoteric principle.
Interesting you bring that up. Yes, you can actually, yes, yeah. Of course, we're not going to be talking about the IRS.
It'd be like, how do trees move? How does air move? How does... But I love that you're taking the energy of the planet and the universe, basically, and instilling that into one's body to give them an ultimate strength and ultimate life. I mean, to me, that's extraordinary.
Yes, and, you know, this is why I actually wanted to name my upcoming book Tantric Code, okay, because I was seeing the oneness in things, you know, because to me, tantric has to do about the merging of the feminine, masculine. It's about that oneness consciousness that everybody talks about that's coming into the world and all this. But unfortunately, everybody that was hearing the name of the book was thinking that it was going to be about sacred sexuality. So I changed the name to Stronger Than Medicine in order not to be misleading to the reader. But the name Stronger Than Medicine actually comes from one of our was inspired by one of our students who actually said that the program was stronger than medicine, and she's a doctor. So she had undergone physical therapy and mental therapy and you name it, and through our program she was able to not have a shoulder surgery that she was supposed to have. So she was able to rehabilitate a shoulder injury, but she was also able to cut down on antidepressants and other medications. So the name of my book now is Stronger Than Medicine, which I think is great.
I love the title. I absolutely love the title. And as we're talking here, you know, people are going crazy listening to you all over the world right now. And so how does somebody find you? How does somebody find Dr. Fitness USA? They open their window and in he comes. And how do they find your programs, your books, everything to work with you? And do you work internationally? Do you fly out to speak in other countries and work with people? Because I know there are people online that are asking that.
Yes. So you can find us at drfitnessusa.com, and that's the short version of Dr. drfitnessusa.com. And we update that website regularly, so there you will find all the updates about the International Institute of Body Design that we're forming. We are also joining force with another huge global association, Endo Positive International. This is an association that deals with women with endometriosis, which is a condition millions of women have globally, and unfortunately there's no medical cure for it. Women undergo surgery to try to take care of that. Unfortunately, it never works. And so we have joined force with Anya Life, which has started the Endometriosis Endopositive International Association, and we will set up programs globally for that association. So we are going to be posting updates. We have a lot of exciting things happening now, and people will find the updates on our website, drfitnessusa.com. Yes, we fly internationally to speak. Usually people that want the one-on-one program with us start with a conversation over the phone or online or through Skype, so we set things up and then we can actually decide what the best course of action is for them. So find us, contact us, and we can discuss the best plan of action. But yes, there is hope to live pain-free, healthy, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, on all levels. There is hope to be well and free.
That's so amazing. And then Batista, I'm being asked here, do you also teach in French?
Yes, I do, in Spanish, believe it or not. Yes.
yes, we have. We have people typing in and asking these questions. Yes. So.
Yes. Yes, and I'm planning to have my books translated and the websites as we are going more global on the website with those new programs that we are putting into action now. Then everything will be translated in different languages as well. So we're very, very excited.
Oh, and I love that you've gone from ballerina girl to seventh degree master teacher in this protocol and as a personal trainer, and that you're authoring and sharing your wisdom and your knowledge and around the world, and so courageously too, the fact that you have stepped onto this journey. And really, when we talk about strength, you know, stronger than medicine, your entire life has been about strength. I mean, from the child who became the ballerina, and as you're saying, to be able to stand on the metal boxes and to endure physical injury and to go through all of that, to be able to come powerfully and strong emotionally and so vibrantly in the flamingo world, and then to seek and search an anti-aging, anti-reversing agility and ability to be able to go back in time and step into the strength of your body and into its vitality and optimal health. I mean, you truly have been on the train full force of what strength and ultimate health really looks like.
Yes, and that actually brings me to another point that I can actually talk about it a little bit and share, is because that's the inspiration for my new book, okay? That's how it came about, the topic and everything that's in my new book, Stronger Than Medicine, is because I spent about 25, 30 years studying metaphysical science and Kabbalah, Gnosis. You know, it's been like a passion of mine. I think that actually every artist, every dancer has that desire to dance and to move past the limitation of the body, because we have a sense that there is something more in life. And so that was another passion of mine. But the inspiration for the book is because I attend many meditation and group meditations, or many functions where people are seeking higher consciousness. And unfortunately, I can see that many people's the bodies are deteriorating. And I see that a lot of people seeking higher consciousness often are seeking it outside of themselves, outside of their bodies. They're always like looking up to the stars or to that better world that we're going to have eventually, you know. And what I found through my journey as an athlete, as a dancer, as now a strength training body design formula master teacher, and as a student of life and esoteric teachings, that the answers are really within, but really within. And that new earth, that new world that we seek to manifest really starts with us. So the answers are inside, and the body is part of that vehicle that we need to work with to manifest all these things. So, you know, that's what I found. And I found that strengthening the body and the nervous system and really achieving that whole body. I keep seeing the image of Leonardo da Vinci and his Vitruvian Man. You know, he had that knowledge of sacred geometry, and he had a vision that the body was at the image of the universe. And I have a vision that through strengthening our body in that symmetrical way that Dr. Fitness USA program offers, that we can actually reproduce that Vitruvian Man that Leonardo da Vinci envisioned, but really make it manifest into the world. So that was my motivation to write my new book, Stronger Than Medicine, because I have the vision that we can actually manifest this for real in our physical body if we incorporate all these esoteric truths to the body. And So the new earth is a vision that's very real in my mind, that's actually possible to manifest. It's not about looking outside. It's about looking inside.
Oh, Batista, that's just beautiful. I love that you shared that. Thank you. I mean, that's just absolutely brilliant. And I guess that's perfect because that leads me into one of my questions as we're coming to a close on the show. Since this is Unlimited Life, and I remember thinking when I created Unlimited Life, I read a book, and this little boy is laughing in the book, and he said, "Don't you think it's funny we put lines between states, or no lines between the states?" And that was really the inception of creating Unlimited Life, that there are no lines between states, that there are no lines. And the fact that we actually have that ability to step over, to get through any hurdle or any wall or whatever that is and make it a gate and just stop for a minute, open the gate and go through. And even if the hinges are rusty, the fact that we all have the ability to get to the other side of, like you're saying, that pain, that physical trauma, or even just thinking that something's changed in our body or in our health or energy level or whatever's happening in our world, and to be able to get to the other side of that effortlessly. And I really believe the work you're doing does that. And so can you share with us what it means to you to lead it or live an unlimited life?
Oh, yes. Well, it's living my life. Actually, it's getting up in the morning and knowing that I'm living through the heart, that I am living my passion, that I am actually taking action every day towards making the world a better world, not only for myself, but for humanity, because we are all one, and, you know, we are all as important to the other. So getting up in the morning knowing that I make that difference is my ultimate life, you know. It's just like really trying to create that new earth or that vision that I have, that I've always had as a small child, you know, that there is a new world coming and that I'm part of the solution rather than part of the problem. So that's living my ultimate life and living free of injuries, free of pain, which for me was something that I never thought possible. You know, I had so many injuries and I was in so much pain for so long that in my mind it was just the way I was going to end my life. I was always going to be in pain, and I'm not in pain anymore, and that's like, wow, that's big, you know, that's huge, and that I have the tools, that I can share the tools with people so that they too can have a pain-free body. That's pretty amazing. That's ultimate.
That's fabulous. That's genius. That's amazing. And for everybody that's been out there that's been writing so diligently and taking notes on strength training and all of these things and how to have energy and not have problems and not have back problems and post-traumatic stress and anti-aging and how you're going to feel better and not be on the treadmill and not to hunch over and do all these things, you can send a text message. Pick up your phone, send a text message to 55678, really simple, 55678, and the message is simply Nicole, and you can immediately download a copy of today's show right into your phone or any mobile device, and you can listen to it over and over and over again, hopefully not on the treadmill.
Again, no. No, I tell you, 5 minutes of strength training is worth much more than the 2 hours on the treadmill. Forget it. And by the way, you know, go take a walk on the beach or in the mountain, wherever you are. You get the fresh air. And, you know, you won't be breathing that pale gym air on top of it.
That's it. So really simple. 55678. Nicole is the message, and you can get a copy of Batista's show today and all of this incredible information she's so generously shared. And then very exciting, next week we are actually bringing Dr. Fitness USA onto the show, and we will talk to him about how he created and designed and developed this program. and really the genius behind putting all of this, the components together to create the kind of fitness and life that everybody dreams of and desires and deserves. And Batiste, I am so glad that you are sharing this work, that you are a spokesperson, that you are a proponent, and that your life has not only evolved and changed, but now you are at the top of the mountain sharing how you got there, which I just think is just such a gift in you and to humanity that you're out there doing this work, because it really is beautiful and you're such a special, unique person and you have so much to share in your entire life, as you talk about that little girl that twirled around the dance floor and to having inspiring parents who taught you the beauty of being in physical form. And now not
Thank
only
you.
Do you know the beauty of being in physical form, but you know the strength and the glory and just the happiness it can bring you and the health that it can bring you to be able to connect all those dots. And you really are magical, and I'm so pleased you were with us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And we so look forward to having you back, and we look forward to having Dr. Fitness USA on, and wish you a very unlimited life.
Thank you.
Wow. What an amazing and incredible guest. So imagine being that child, that little girl who had a dream and a vision and whose parents taught her the unlimited potential of the human form, from the emotional life to the physical life to the beauty to the grace to the strength to the glory, and to sharing that body presence with the world, and then to go on tour and to travel only to sustain an injury that would knock her out of this world she was devoted to and loved, to be able to step into the world of flamingo and be able to express her passion, her desire, her sexuality, her fun, frivolity, all of that in a very different, bold, adventurous way, and share that with people to bring them joy and happiness and bliss around the world, to then meet Dr. Fitness USA, an international body designer, and to dive on into that work at such a level to become a seventh degree master teacher, and now to be teaching around the world and helping people globally change their body and change their lives to be happy, to be fit, to be healthy, to be strong, to be pain-free, and have the kind of life they always dreamed of, desired, and deserved. So kudos to Batiste and Grimal and to all of those working with the International Body Design. And so look forward to next week's show and thanking this incredible guest we had today. So from Batiste and Grimal and myself, Nicole Brandon, we are wishing you an unlimited life.